Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, Kalimba. We're here for that. As we're here again, probably for another purpose. Hope to get the show on record and sure that it did happen. Because we know that nothing other than that is going to come out of it, but we're here again. After our 3-week absence, and oh, yes, for what reason? That I was sick 1 week and then another week, just random stuff. What's that, man, Keith? So there we are. We got a bunch of stuff going on. We got Phillies, Ben Simmons, creative over. And that's the thing with the summer league. You don't know when, but it's such a quick thing. People can hang on to it for a minute, and then we're back to nothing going on. That's the curse of it. Yes, it is. It's been in the way of that. I think you should call, is what I mean, so we can hear. Yes. Just so I can hang up on someone. Yes. Come on. You don't know the number after all this time, Millie. Where you at? You're not coming up. Nope. Whoop. It's turned off. Is it saying anything? Because it's not. There you are now. Did you finally put. You must have now pushed a button. Well, you're here. Nah, there's nothing to talk. There's nothing to talk, Ambie. That's what I'm saying. Summer League is so free.
Hello? Is that you?
We're back for prosperity as we move on. You were saying you think it's amazing that I've had like 6,000 total listens.
Yeah.
These are all so compacted into a short time. This is not procreated, of course.
Jack,
yeah, Jack, so it's 15-2. Yeah. Yes. Oh, they finally pitched up?
Yeah,
it was 6-1 when they pulled them. Who did they pitch after that? No. Who gave up? Who got it from 6 runs to 15 runs? Oh. Because they got no pitchers. He told you they have no pitchers. Why do they have no pitchers? Come in here and enlighten the audience why they have no pitchers. Hello? What? You're watching on Game Change. I can tell you what. I'm going to kick you out. 15-5? What is it? Oh, that's chill. That's July 16th. Sorry, Carlos. We'll get to you in a sec. Which hat? What am I looking at? 15-5 is the 11th. Come on. Try again. No. As we move on here. I want to see it. Can you log me into Game Change? You're a game changer, Huck. I'm going to bust you out.
Hey, I'll be right
back. Yes. I want to talk about that we got a city that's going to be shut down in a mere number of days, that the Democratic Convention is coming. It's going to be shut down all week, so we got that to look forward to. We got a Philly team, Zach Eflin, with his second career complete game. And that's really all you want to see with these young pitchers, is that you want to know that they are major league ready now, as he looks to be, as he's a great product of Jimmy Rollins' exchange of goods. Getting Zach Eflin, who seems to be a major league ready pitcher, for just Jimmy Rollins, who's now not playing the game of baseball, and will have to seemingly retire from the game of baseball.
He's not playing?
No, the Red Sox designated him for assignment, and no one picked him up. But I guess he's still hanging on for something. That Philly's playing 11:35 on Wednesday. Look at that. 11:35 in Miami. Philly's having it 11:35 on Wednesday. Wow. Miami tries to get the kids out in big force. They no one gets to the game, so they gotta appeal to the kids. But still, the kids don't go even. Excessive heat warning Saturday morning through Monday evening. That's more. Did you see that? And that's a really long stretch. Oh boy. We'll read about that in a second. Once I finish with the schedule here. Yes, 12-10. Two 12-10 games. They're really 12-10. On deck is at 11:30. Well. Wow. I have to get the studio back because so I apologize to any other peeps that might be in there. What inning are we in this great game, by the way? Fourth? Yes, it's. What? Do you see that 11th loss, 12-2 last night? It's a rough one for them. They're done against Morrison. Well, I think this is enough, but this is only a starter show. I dive back into it. I can't do 30 minutes after being away for 3 solid weeks for various reasons. So, we'll see you next week, and we'll really get a poppin'. I promise it's going to be poppin' next week. It's going to be poppin' all the time from next week on. Oh, we got someone. We got... can we get him here? Carl is on here. What do you got, sir? Hello.
Jamie, what's up, buddy?
What's up, sir?
You guys gonna stay cool today?
Well, yes, it's gonna be hard to, but everyone's gotta try to just hunker down and wait the heat out.
I got a sophomore college weekend up here and a little beer pong action going on. It's gonna be some fast and furious beer pong action. I'll let you know next week how I do.
Yes, I want a full update on that beer pong action next week.
Jamie, I was looking to talk to you about the Sixers Summer League, which is now a week old. We'll get to the Phillies in a minute, but did you learn anything from watching those 7 or 8 games? Any new players jump out of you? You think you could make a difference here? I
like Rashawn Holmes. I thought Rashawn Holmes had a nice summer league, and I like what I saw from him. And I think he could maybe have a spot on this team. You saw that Jeremy Grant really looked his like regular self in the two games he played.
I don't want to see him anymore. I think he's a waste now. I think he's got to go.
Oh, you done with Jeremy Grant? Why are you done with Jeremy Grant?
He does nothing in particular well. He's just a decent athlete with okay skills, and he's never going to have a jump shot. So
is very true. The trouble with him is, the best he's going to be is what he is right now. I don't think he could ever get much better.
I agree with that. I'll tell you what I liked. I like Paul's game. Brandon Paul, I thought, showed me he's got a little bit
Brandon
of a jumper there.
Yeah, Brandon Paul, who can shoot a little bit, and you have another athletic one like that kid Webb, who they signed undrafted. He could fly a little bit. T.J. McConnell, who has become a favorite here of sorts, has looked good. So, Stauff just did not, so I don't know what the future of him is. I think he might struggle to make this team. So it's going to be interesting. No, he didn't. It's going to be interesting to see what happens with him during training camp and when we get closer to the season.
He should have been in the gym all summer becoming a dead-eye shooter, and it looks like to me that he was at the beach this summer.
He was at the club or at the beach, not in the gym now. Not in the gym at all.
Exactly. I will tell you, so I like the French kid. I think he's actually a good defensive player.
Yeah, he shot a little line drivey, but you could fix that, I guess.
I think so. He seems like he wants it, whereas Stauskas doesn't seem like he's, really into the game. And then
not at all.
Ben Simmons, I was sort of 50-50 going into the draft. It's now a no-brainer in my
mind.
I
think all the Ben Simmons, naysayers and doubters have been quickly silenced by that summer league performance.
Totally agree. And then, the Phillies, I got to tell you, that game last night I watched, that was pretty damn impressive by Eflin to come up with his second shutout. And they said that he has more shutouts now than 20 major league, or more complete games than 20 major league teams in his 8 starts. And then you got You got Velasquez and Nola going. Look, this is a good weekend of baseball.
I think it's going to be a very good pitching weekend. You could maybe learn a lot about these young pitchers. Look at Eflin. He's either throwing complete game shutouts or he's getting shelled by